Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
John. His life, call his wife and
hey, 404, McMonagle here with you on this miserable Monday morning, which is all too familiar. Three for three in the NFL season of miserable Mondays, as both of our teams are 0-3. That's 0-6 combined. This is one hell of an end of September. We got both football teams 0-3. And we got the Jets, the Mets currently sitting outside of the postseason. It's just a glorious time to be alive. We started with the Giants because that was the most recent off of that debacle that was the Sunday night game against the Kansas City Chiefs, where the offense looked completely inept, especially in the red zone. Again, just awful. You find out before you even sit down and before you get yourself something to drink that they don't have a kicker. As Graham Gano got hurt in warmups, which is always fun. It's really, it's an interesting experience, not having a kicker, not having anyone to kick extra points, not being able to, on the opening drive where you actually were able to run the football a little bit against the Kansas City Chiefs and are in position to kick a field goal. Whoops, don't have a kicker. That's always fun. Only the third time in the last 3 years, though, so it's not like it's been a major problem that's hampered this team time and time again, and yet he's still the kicker for this team despite being 38 and always hurt and somehow finds a way to do it mid-game. It's not even like he has the decency to be hurt on Wednesday when you have an opportunity to replace him. And I'm not trying to knock Graham Gano because he's a good dude and he's actually a really good kicker. But he has put them in tough spots now the last 3 years, and that's on the GM, not the coach. And that's the last thing I'll say that's not on the coach, because the rest of this game was absolutely putrid. And it's all about him. The offense was terrible. They were able to run the ball a little bit with Scatterboo. That is it. Offensively, they had two plays. Throw the ball deep into double coverage, which ended up in an interception and just awful play. Or check it down to the running back. That's it. That was the extent of the passing game that this team could muster up, that this coaching staff could figure out. And then when they get in the red zone, oh my God, even worse. As the play calling inside the red zone was atrocious, Russell Wilson throwing the ball out of bounds and throwing it away on every that final drive. And it's a game that the defense held them close. They lost this game 22-9 without a kicker. They're driving to possibly score and make it a somewhat of a close game, give them an opportunity in the red zone, and they call quarterback draws. Russell Wilson's throwing the ball out of bounds, even on fourth down, hit the goalpost. I mean, there was literally no game plan to speak of at all. They were able to move the football a little bit. Andrew Thomas played and looked good in his 25 snaps that he was allowed. But my God, you've got one of the stud wide receivers in the sport, and I know Steve Spagnuolo and this Kansas City Chiefs team is one hell of a defense, and if they set their mind to stopping someone, they do a good job of it. But you can't have one target through the first half to your best player. You have to come up with a game plan to get neighbors involved. There was nothing to this offense at all. I don't know what they work on throughout the week as far as a passing attack, because they had absolutely nothing. Nothing over the middle, nothing intermediate. Like, it was checkdowns and Hail Marys. That was the passing game. He looked terrible after a performance where they throw for 450 yards, score 37 points. That's why you got to win that game, because you know you're not a good enough team to beat Kansas City when they're desperate for a win. You're not good enough to go on the road and beat a Washington team. You're not good enough to probably welcome in a Chargers team that's 3-0 and win that football game. You had to win the Cowboy game, because this is the kind of performance you get consistently from this lousy team. I mean, it's hard to fathom, because I thought this team was better. I thought they had weapons. You see in Scadaboo now, Tracy ran the ball well. He gets injured in this game, so Scadaboo kind of takes over as the main back. I thought he ran the ball well. He caught the ball out of the backfield. He did some things. Offensively, you've got Malik Nabers. We saw last week what we're hoping you can get from Wandale Robinson. You've got a young tight end you're hoping to incorporate into this passing game. You've got a defense and a pass rush. Oh, my God, the pass rush. Supposed to be one of the best units in football. They never get home. They created pressure in this game, but they never get home. They allowed Patrick Mahomes to slip out of every tough situation the entire game. Every time they had their fingertips on him, he got out of it. And more than that, anytime there's a chance to make a play to impact the game, they never come through. Adebo, who they spent a lot of money on to be their top cornerback, drops an interception after having Patrick Mahomes throw two backwards passes, the second one for a fumble. Bobby Okereke on like the 5-yard line has it in his hands, and he allows Patrick Mahomes to run across the field and rip it out of his hands. Like, whenever there's a chance to make a game-changing play, the Giants are incapable of making it. Incapable. They just don't know how to win. They play terribly in this game, and despite that, there's a couple of situations where if they make the play, they have a chance to spin the game on its head, and they just can't do it. It is maddening watching this team. And last night, whether it's the pass rush not getting there, whether it's the penalties from the defensive backfield, Andrew Phillips had a miserable game. Just a miserable game. Dropped interceptions, missed tackles. Just defense didn't play well. Pass rush never gets home. Offense has absolutely no game plan for a passing attack. Absolutely none. He's miserable. Russell Wilson was awful. Obviously, the main talking point moving forward after we discuss how miserable the game was is going to be, when does Jackson Dart play? And obviously, they continued to bring him in for these RPO packages. The fan base is screaming, we want Jackson Dart. They're booing when Russell Wilson comes back onto the field. It is just an absolute nightmare. What I thought was going to be an improved team, and I understand the schedule's tough, but we had hoped would be an improved team, is the same team that got airplanes flying over the building last year. They are a dumpster fire. It's impossible to watch. It was just a miserable performance in every way, shape, and form. They lose the kicker before the game even starts, and you know right there. For the third year in a row, I'm watching the punter attempt extra points. Like, it's hard to fathom where this franchise is right now. And where they are is 0-3, going absolutely nowhere, waiting to fire the coach, waiting to fire the GM, and hoping that you might see a young quarterback who will have a second offense and a second head coach in year number two. The same thing that happened to Daniel Jones, who is now flourishing without them. They're going to ruin this kid. They're going to ruin this team. They've already ruined it over the last 10 years, and it just feels like the Giants are spinning their wheels in the same spot. And then you get to the Jets, who found another way to break your heart as this game, they've now lost three games as well, 0-3, two of them in heartbreaking fashion where they had an absolute chance to win the game, and one getting absolutely blown out and having a miserable performance, and this one felt like it was going that way. As in the third quarter, it's 23-6. They're doing nothing offensively. They're getting beat up defensively. Sauce Gardner's getting beat. Garrett Wilson goes down with injury. And then somehow they find a way to go on two long touchdown drives of 10 plays for 80 yards, 11 plays for 73 yards. They find the end zone. And then with 2 minutes left, they block a kick. Will McDonald hops over the center, blocks a kick, runs it back for a touchdown, only to see what this defense has done forever. Even when it was good, even when it was run by Robert Saleh, even when they were calling themselves the 85 Bears, even when they were one of the best teams when it came to giving up points in the NFL, they would always find a way at the end of these games to have a drive kill them. And Baker Mayfield, who is now making a cottage industry out of coming back in games and going down the field late in the fourth quarter, he did it against the Atlanta Falcons in the first week. He did it last week against the Houston Texans. And of course, late in this game, goes right down the field, has a big run down the sideline for about 30 yards, and finds a way to give his kicker another opportunity to kick a game-winning field goal and break the Jets' heart. Except for the head coach, who seemed rather pleased with it all because they came back and scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. And this isn't the same old Jets. This is something new. I hate the term the same old Jets. He's very adamant about that. And he was very happy clapping as he walked off the field. Clapping as his team is now 0-3. Clapping as the winning culture is yet to arrive. Clapping as the accountability is yet to mean a damn thing. And clapping as this Jet team loses another game in the same manner they have lost games for the last 15 years. Finding ways to lose. Whether it's hindering their ability to score a touchdown early on with a bad penalty in the red zone of, you know, a young wide receiver leaving the tackle uncovered for an illegal formation penalty that hurt them early on, or whether it's just missed opportunities getting, you know, their star cornerback beat down the field, or the million other mistakes that are made over the course of these first three games. And yet the head coach is very happy to tell you this is not the same old Jets, and that was one hell of a gutty performance in their third loss in as many tries. And now we are looking at two teams that don't have seasons. Bottom line, they'll still continue to play, and we'll continue to watch. And we'll continue to get pissed off, despite none of it meaning anything, because 0-3 teams don't go to the playoffs. Good 0-3 teams. Talented 0-3 teams. Teams that actually have offense. Teams that don't make mistakes, that go 0-3, don't have seasons, because they're not making the playoffs. What do these teams have in store for us this year? As the Giants schedule, we know how difficult it is, and they'll welcome in the Chargers, who are 3-0 and play some of the best defense in the league. So our football season has just begun, and our football season has just ended. It's wonderful. It's glorious. It's so cool that I only have to worry about my fantasy football team. It's such a relief, quite honestly. And for the Giants, we'll talk all week as the crowd is screaming, "We want Dart," and we'll just try and figure out when it is exactly they're going to go to the young quarterback and try and save their jobs that way. Because we know Brian Daboll and Joe Shane couldn't save their jobs with wins. They had two opportunities, wins or develop the quarterback. And wins are already out the window. So we'll see when develop the quarterback starts. I mean, it's just unbelievable how bad our football teams are. And then I haven't even really mentioned the Mets yet. I mean, the Mets are an absolute embarrassment. I've been on here talking about there's no way they'll blow it. There's no way they'll blow it. Like an idiot. Figuring there's no way after they put up 12 runs in the first game of this series against Washington. There's no way they would lose the next two. There's no way Cincinnati's going to sweep the Cubs. And yet here we are on this Monday morning, 0-3 from both football teams, and the New York Mets are currently sitting outside of a playoff format that allows six teams from the National League to get in. They are sitting outside looking in because this offense, and we could talk about the pitching, and we'll get into this as we go through tomorrow. Mets are off. Yankees are off. We'll have more time on a Tuesday morning as we get ready for the next series, the Mets against the Cubs, the Yankees against the Chicago White Sox. We'll have a little bit more time to talk baseball. But this Met team, and we could talk pitching, and we could talk piggyback, and we could talk Manaea giving up runs early. Three runs! Saturday, they have tied the game. Base is loaded. One out. Nimmo has to put the ball in play. He strikes out. They have no business losing that game on Saturday. Then you get to Sunday, and yeah, they got some unlucky stuff. The center field is making crazy catches, bouncing it off his glove, kicking it up in the air, playing hacky sack, making a catch. Robin Alvarez of a home run in the ninth that would have tied the game, sure. Some bad luck that makes you think the team is cursed. Absolutely. But this offense continues to stink. They just don't score enough runs off of two lousy pitchers Saturday and Sunday. This is the Washington Nationals. They can't score runs. Nimmo left a small village on the base paths over the last 2 days. McNeil stinks. I mean, it's unbelievable that this team would lose these two games in the manner in which they lost them. The offense completely is inept. I don't know how they found themselves in this position. I cannot believe that they have allowed the Cincinnati Reds to catch them, and they are currently sitting outside as they go to take on the... And is there any belief that this team can somehow turn it around? Is there any belief that they can find a way to go? They'll probably play better against the Cubs. Me and Fleas are talking about this because they play better. They take two out of three from San Diego, who's desperate for wins themselves and is one of the better teams in baseball. They beat the hell out of Michael King, who's been injured, but when he's pitched this year, has an ERA under three. They find a way to win two out of those three. They take on the Washington Nationals. They score 12 runs in the opener, and then they get shut down by two pitchers who have ERAs around five. They play terrible defense as Juan Soto's letting balls run right past them. I mean, Pete Alonso still cannot throw it to a pitcher covering first base. I mean, it's unbelievable how bad they played. It's unbelievable how this offense looked. Like, are the Mets really going to have this epic collapse? Now it's upon us. It's over. They have been caught. They have blown it. The collapse has now happened. Are they going to be able to get off the deck and win enough games over these next six to outplay the Cincinnati Reds? The idea that this football season's over and that the Mets aren't going to play playoff games is just absolutely astonishing. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls real quick before the break. Robert in Manhattan. What's up, Robert?
Good morning, C-Mac.
Good morning.
I'm looking at the week four schedule. That Monday night game is going to be a pip. 2-0-3 teams. That should be a barn burner, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to watching 0-3 teams, so we'll be familiar with it.
Tell me something. Can't the NFL flex them and give us a better game, like maybe Baltimore or Kansas City?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's probably a game that's the CBS 4 o'clock game, the 4:25 game. I don't know if CBS would allow the flex out this early. I forget what they do with Monday.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But yeah, what do we got? The Monday night game you're talking about? Jets in Miami?
Yeah. Yeah. That's I might as well go listen to Klingon opera. Well, anyway.
Well, the Mets. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we know. I know.
Well, I don't think Cincinnati and Denver is going to be all that much better, to be totally honest with you. Cincinnati was embarrassing yesterday. There was a couple teams that were embarrassing.
Yeah, that's true. Let me ask you something about the next week. By the way, I'm looking at that. Who's Toronto playing for the rest of the week?
I know
the Blue Jays.
I know they play the Red Sox.
Oh dear.
I forget who the other team is they're going to play right now.
The Tampa again?
No, is it Tampa and the Red Sox? No, I don't think that's it.
I don't know.
Let me see. I know they play the Red Sox coming up in one of these last final series.
Yeah.
It is, the Red Sox and then Tampa Bay.
Yeah, okay.
So they got three against Boston, they got three against
Okay, Tampa. So the Mets are playing the Cubs, and then they're playing the Marlins. Well,
yes.
That should be fun. Who is Cincinnati playing?
Cincinnati is playing Pittsburgh and then Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can look this stuff up. I'm not your personal search engine, you know.
Yeah. No. I could, but I was just kidding.
I know.
No, I don't have a baseball schedule. I should have gotten one, but I didn't. And they never sent me one. Okay.
But listen, right, it's going to be the thing about it, and thank you for the call. The Reds play in Pittsburgh and then Milwaukee. I'm assuming Milwaukee would still, right now, let's see, 92 wins for 95. No, they're up three games on Philadelphia. There's a chance that series means absolutely nothing to Milwaukee come the end. So, look, it's not going to be easy. Pittsburgh stinks, and Milwaukee might not need the games, and they just swept the Cubs. I believe it was in a four-game series. Was it a four-game set against the Cubs or just a three? I know they swept the series. Like, not only that, not to get into all the baseball stuff. Again, we have time over the week, but what's going on with Detroit? Cleveland finally lost the game, but Detroit continues to lose. They are in absolute free fall. The Tigers are still they're one game up on the Guardians, who have now overtaken the Astros for the final wild card spot. Like, crazy. And can I ask you something just real quick, Fliegelman? Maybe you can help me with this. And I know this is probably a mathematician's going to tell me why this makes sense. But six teams make the playoffs. Right? That's it. Six teams in the American League, six teams in the National League. And yet, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 teams that currently have an above 50% chance to make the postseason. How is that possible? How can seven teams have a better than 50% chance to make the postseason in a six-team format? I mean, I'm sure there is a way. I'm just saying it seems odd.
I don't know. What's crazier, that or everywhere you go to? Now, some have it more, some have it less. I saw one was like 51-49. ESPN has it as 51-41.
The Mets and the Reds?
Every place that does these playoff odds still puts the Mets above the Reds.
Correct. Right now, ESPN has the Mets playoff chances at 51.6 and the Reds at 41.8. And the Reds currently sit in the spot higher.
So, I mean, whatever AI is putting this together doesn't know anything about baseball, doesn't know anything about math.
No, doesn't know anything about math. Doesn't know anything about this Met team. No, I know, but it's just weird in the American League. The Blue Jays have clinched. They're 100. The Yankees are at 99.9. Red Sox are at 99.
Actually, it says the Yankees are at greater than 99.9.
Right, greater than 99.9. The Detroit Tigers are at 81.5. The Guardians are at 52.6. Mariners at 99.8, and the Astros at 73.3. How can seven teams have a better than 50% chance of making a playoff in a format of six teams?
This is like when people try to do like win-loss for the football season,
right,
and you get to the end, and they put everybody in the division at between 10 and 6 and 12, or 10
right,
and
right.
7
like
and
the
12
math
and 5.
Doesn't math, yeah. I don't know.
But somebody's got to lose.
Yeah. Off of the football games, we're going to talk mostly football we have. But I am fascinated. It's actually been pretty damn interesting. The final wild card spots in both these leagues have been really fascinating. The Astros the Mariners kicked the crap out of them this weekend and swept them away. They have now taken a commanding lead in that division. And that, I'm sorry, I don't want it. We can get into this later. I know everyone's hung up on it. He hit his 58th home run. The big dumper. Cal Raleigh hit his 58th home run yesterday. They currently sit in the second position. If they win the division for the first time since 2001, he hits another two home runs to hit 60, and they have the bye? I still think Judge is the MVP, but I don't know how anyone could argue or say it doesn't make sense or to say he got robbed. 60 home runs, and that team wins the division for the first time since 2001, and they're a top seed with a bye, as opposed to the Yankees and Aaron Judge playing in the wild card series? I don't know. Call me crazy. I still vote Judge because the numbers are that much better, but people tell me I'm stupid, you're a moron, it's not even a debate. Seems debatable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, to me.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 434. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Let's get to as many calls as we can the rest of the way. I've yapped enough, yelled enough. These two teams suck, man. It's so depressing. It is so depressing watching these two teams play, and the Giants in particular. And listen, the Jets did rally, and we'll have some, you know, I thought Glenn, I had no problem with him dancing. The dance was actually pretty awesome. I had no problem with him on the sidelines chasing down McDonald as he blocked the kick and scooped it and ran, and then did whatever dance. I had no problem with that. Little emotion in the moment. I don't think it's, you know, counting your chickens before they hatch. He's celebrating a big play. I don't think that signifies, hey, look, he's dancing because he thinks he won the game. He's dancing because that was a big play that hopefully gave him a better chance to win the game. But applauding as he walks off the field a loser, I don't know if I've ever seen that. I don't know if I've ever seen a coach clapping in excitement and, like, encouraging, like, looking at his players. Yeah.
Even Jason Garrett didn't do that. And
no,
he's
even
the clapper.
Yeah, exactly. I've never seen a coach walk off the field a loser as excited about it as Aaron Glenn was. And we have so much talk about moral victories and if they exist and what you could take out of that first Jet game. Like, he clearly believes in moral victories. He was walking off that field happy. And then in the post game, made sure to get off. This isn't the same old Jets. As if yesterday proved it. Oh, my God. Tony in Montreal. What's up, Tony? You're on the Fan.
How you doing, C-Mac?
Everybody.
I'm pretty good. I'm listening to you, and I hear the pain, and I hear the, you know, the difficulties in New York. And I just want to mention one thing, because I'm outside watching, looking in. You know, this guy, Shane Steichen, is the offensive coach in Indianapolis, and they're calling Daniel Indiana Jones for a miracle. He's in the top three categories of offense for quarterbacks in the NFL. And then you have Saquon in Philadelphia, who did amazing things. And we heard like 2 years ago, we're not paying, or whenever they had, the contract was going on, we're not going to pay him because, you know, running backs are not the actual menu on the day, or, you know, we're going to a different type of football, et cetera. But, you know, you're the guy, you're watching this, C-Mac.
Yeah.
Why is it that these two great players, who supposedly were going to be great in 2018, became nothing in New York under this regime at the Giants? But when they're with separate teams where they seem to be getting along with great coaching staffs and great players, not to say that New York didn't have great players, what is the difference? What's the difference, man?
Well, first of all, I'm going to push back a little bit on Saquon Barkley when you say he did nothing. He won Offensive Player of the Year his rookie season. He carried them to the playoffs, having a great year. The first year of Brian Daboll, he was hurt a lot in between. Saquon Barkley was good as a New York Giant. He was good. He was successful. He had an incredible rookie season. He had a very good final season with the New York Giants, second to final season with the New York Giants. Like, it's not like he wasn't anything. He was good. The line just wasn't good enough to make him what he was with Philly last year, because the offensive line was better. It's not about coaching, at least not with Saquon Barkley. I'm not saying it's not about coaching in general. It is. But as far as Saquon Barkley goes, it's not about coaching. It's not about getting along better with Philadelphia, his teammates, or anything other than that. He went from a poor offensive line to arguably one of the great offensive lines, like, in the history of the game. Like, that's how good they are. That's how good they were last year in particular. Now, he doesn't, already through three games, he doesn't have the same numbers this year. Doesn't mean he's not as good. Means it's just not working out the same as of right now. The offense hasn't been as dynamic, and that offensive line lost a couple pieces. Now, Daniel Jones? Yeah. Daniel Jones is different. Again, Daniel Jones did take the team to the playoffs. Daniel Jones did win a road playoff game. Daniel Jones did pretty much what he's doing now with the Colts, which is hand the ball off to a great running back and manage the game and beat lousy teams. That's almost exactly what he did with the Giants back in 21 or 22, whatever year it was. Like, it's almost the same thing. Because that's exactly what he did that year. He handed the ball off to Saquon. He didn't make any mistakes. He made enough plays, and they beat lousy teams. And then he played an unbelievably great game against the Minnesota Vikings. I've been down on Daniel Jones for a long time. I don't think Daniel Jones is good enough to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback to lead your franchise. I don't think he was worth the contract they gave him. I don't think he's a great quarterback. I never said he was devoid of any talent. I never said he couldn't do, no matter what you did, no matter what situation you put him in, he would never have a good stretch of football. We've seen it with the Giants. He won a road playoff game and was brilliant in the game. Now, it's been a good 3 weeks. We will see where he goes. I still don't believe him and the Colts are a real threat inside the division. In the division, they might be. Inside the AFC playoff picture, I don't think he's the kind of quarterback who year in and year out will give you an opportunity to be a Super Bowl contender. I just don't. Could he play on the 85 Bears and lead that team to a championship? Yeah, are there certain circumstances where if everything around him is brilliant, he could manage his way to win a championship one odd year? I suppose. But he's not the kind of quarterback, Daniel Jones is my quarterback. I know I'm winning 9, 10 games bare minimum, and then hopefully I could put enough of a good team around him where I can win 13, 14 games. That's not him.
So a few months from now, wild card Chiefs at division winner Colts in the wild card round. Yes. You're on the Chiefs?
I think so. And I think the spread will probably be 7 points. No, maybe not, because It was only 5.5 with the Giants. But yes, I'll be on the Chiefs. Chiefs visiting the Colts in a playoff game? Yes, I will be on the Chiefs. Richie in Queens. What's up, Richie?
Rich, incredible. The words of Jose Iglesias for the Mets and the Giants. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Real quick with the Mets.
Yeah, because right now it's getting over. The football is going to overshadow what happened over the weekend with the Mets. But what happened over the weekend with the Mets is an out-and-out disaster. It's an out-and-out disaster.
Yeah, this is an epic collapse.
Yeah.
And council will play because he'll get his guys in just to keep them warm. He doesn't like the fact he lost 2 out of 3. And the Miami will play that like the World Series. They will do everything in their power to beat the Mets.
Absolutely.
And
they've been successful at it. I know it's a completely different team and everything, but, like, I mean, going back to 07 and 08, I mean, disaster.
Yep. Yeah, and Milwaukee would be out of it, so Cincinnati will have an advantage. With the Giants, real quick, because I got up a little early because, you know, sometimes they get in at the end of at 10 to 2 minutes to 5, but I've been seething about this. I don't know if you touched. I didn't hear any of the show.
Sure.
I always play your show in Odyssey.
You don't have to listen every minute to call, but, you know, it helps.
Well, at my age, you know, I need my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But here, real quick, I don't know if you touched on it. That play by Mahomes was Derek Jeter. That was Derek Jeter against Oakland. What was he doing there? I've never in my 65 years seen a guy go to come back 20 yards from downfield to take the ball away from the lineman. Changed it. Instead of being up 6, maybe, getting the ball back, where they could have been up 3, they give up the most incredible 50-yarder. If he lets him catch it, it runs, the half runs out. So instead of getting 3, getting 6, they give up 3. 9-point swing. They can't afford that, number one.
No.
And number two, at the end, when they got down with 3:34 to go, it was still a long shot, and he threw. I ref for 30 years, Chris. When he threw the ball in the end zone, I said, I was on the phone with my brother. I said, that is grounding. And then all of a sudden it came out. Look to your right, throw it in the back of the end zone. You're not going to get that call.
He had his tight end.
That was just atrocious.
He had the tight end there who was kind of like boxing out the defender in hopes of just having and he threw it 15 feet over his head. If you're looking to just get rid of it, throw it at his feet. You don't throw it into the freaking walkway, into the hallway. I mean, it was a ridiculous throw. And then on fourth down, he hits the goalpost. Like on fourth down, he hit the goalpost. Where you can't throw the ball away. You have to give your receiver a chance. It's fourth down. Inside the red zone, they have been, and I'm not even kidding, man. For the last 6 years, maybe barring the 1 year that we've been talking about Dan Jones going to the playoffs, outside of that year, I mean, you can go back 8 years. They have been as bad and dysfunctional and lack of execution inside the red zone as any team in the NFL. It's been an out-and-out embarrassment what they've been inside the red zone and their inability to score touchdowns. It's never been worse than the two losses.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It wasn't very good against Dallas, but they scored 37 points against Washington. And in this game against Kansas City, I don't think it's ever been worse inside the red zone. The play calling is inept. The execution is terrible. They don't even... It's not even just the normal incomplete pass. There's nothing there. He's throwing it in the corridor and off the goalpost. There's not even an attempt to make a catch. The best chance they've had to score a touchdown in the red zone was throwing it to their fifth-round rookie tackle. Like, that was the best of the play calls. There is nothing there. It's so bad. It's so bad. It is so bad. And it's really bad when you don't have the option to kick a field goal. Like, oh my God. You have to laugh, man. You have to laugh at how bad it's gotten. It is so bad with both these teams. They absolutely stink. The Giants were awful. I know, listen, it's 22-9. They held the Chiefs to 22 points. You know, it was 9-6 for a lot of the game, or for the first half. Like, but, oh my God. Just inept. I don't think I've ever watched a football game where I literally can't remember. Maybe they were 1-2 and I'm just not remembering it. I don't remember a single, like, intermediate route over the middle of the field to anyone. I don't remember a single crossing route. I don't remember anything. It was Hail Mary into double coverage or check down to Scataboo. That was the only passes he threw. He either went for it and threw interceptions or checked it down to the running back. I don't remember a single, like, significant route run for 15, 20 yards, like, or 10 yards or anything. It was Hail Marys into double coverage or checkdowns. I don't ever remember an offensive game plan or a passing attack that looked quite like what we saw last night.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
But, you know, that point about what Patrick Mahomes did, I have to admit, I mean, that is a great play. A couple things. One, it does at least, and I'm, you know, I'll give the Giants at least a little bit of this. The pass rush, although it didn't get home, it did create Patrick Mahomes twice on two separate occasions being flustered enough to throw a backwards pass. Twice. And the second one, it was right at the Giants' end. It was right there to be had, man. That's a game-changing play. And that dude at 0-2 wants this win so bad that he threw that ball behind. He knew right away that it was a backward pass and a fumble, and he came running across, and instead of just jumping on the football, Bobby Okereke, linebacker, you know, figured, hey, this offense can't score inside the red zone. I'm going to have to do it myself, and tried to scoop it up. And as he was getting that ball into his hand, I thought for a second that they might rule a change of possession and give the Chiefs a first down. They mentioned it briefly on the broadcast. That was my fear. Because Bobby Okereke picks it up and he's trying to run into the end zone, and just an incredible play from Patrick Mahomes. He dives across and rips it out of his hands. And I thought for a second they were going to say it was a change of possession, and then he ripped it out for a Bobby Okereke fumble and Chiefs ball first down. But that was an incredible play, and it does at least speak to this pass rush, which, again, has not been the dominant force we had hoped. It's only three games. It's involving Dexter Lawrence, who's still getting into game shape, and a rookie. So I get it. I think Burns and Thibodeau have actually been really good. Burns has been great, and I think Thibodeau has been pretty damn good and probably playing some of the best football of his young career. But it's not getting home enough. And it's not been dominant, but it did make Patrick Mahomes throw the ball backwards twice. And it did have him out of the pocket all the time. But not good enough. Got to get home. And the one thing I'll say also before we end here, and I will get your calls in if I can here. The one thing I'll say too is watching as I was going over that fourth down, me and Fleeks were just going over the fourth down, the red zone sequence at the end of the game with Russell Wilson throwing it away, you know, three times, including on fourth down. And the terrible play of the quarterback draw. Just atrocious call. Play calling, everything. But the one thing I'll say that kind of, you know, does make me rethink maybe keeping Jackson Dart on the bench is that he's supposed to learn from this veteran. Right? It's about watching and learning. It's not just from this quarterback. It's from the coach and just taking time and watching how the NFL works. But it's also watching Russell Wilson go about business. I mean, what is he learning from that? What is he learning from that area right there in the red zone? What this is supposed to be a borderline probable Hall of Fame quarterback who's won a Super Bowl, veteran guy, been around the league, and that's how he handles the red zone. He's throwing the ball away on fourth down. He's throwing the ball into the corridor to get a intentional grounding penalty. And then he either makes the worst damn throw I've ever seen on fourth down or is unaware it's fourth down because he didn't recognize that the intentional grounding comes with a loss of down. I can't explain how he's hitting the goalpost on fourth down. I can't explain it. In the postgame, he said it got away from him. It got away from him. It sailed on me a bit. Yeah, it sailed on, you know, along with all of our hopes and dreams. What is Jackson Dart going to watch? What film are they going to break down to help Jackson Dart with that fourth, with that red zone sequence? My goodness. James in North Arlington. What's up, James?
Well, thank you for calling me. I'll be quick here. Well, all I know is that the Ranger Devils had eight, the Giants had nine, and I'll tell you something, Bergen Catholic, and look, I tell you, they got to bring a new coach in. They're going to be planes flying over the stadium, maybe starting today.
Maybe
they need a new coach. They need a new coach, the Giants.
I don't think they're going to do it midseason. We'll find out.
In the preseason game of the Devils and the Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I appreciate you wanted to get your Rangers. And I don't think I've even talked about JT Miller being the next captain of the New York Rangers. Good for him. I think he's the clear and obvious choice. He came over and kind of changed the attitude last year from the trade deadline. He's got a connection to the former group that went to the playoffs all those years and had those long playoff runs every year. So, but it's already hockey season, man. Didn't they just crown the champion? Like, it's already, there's no doubt. For me, the hockey offseason is by far the shortest. Before you know it, hockey's back.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
When the hockey regular season starts, will either football team have a win?
That is a good question. Probably not. I don't think the Giants will.
So the Rangers, Islanders, and Devils could all get a win before the Giants.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I don't know how you have any faith in any of this, man. This year, for whatever reason, it feels worse. It's been the same for forever, but it feels worse. Certainly for the Giant fan. I know the schedule was tough, and we've been talking about that all, you know, since it came out. I still had a hell of a lot more high hopes for this team. I just did. Maybe I'm the fool. Obviously, I am. But maybe I'm alone. I know Marash felt this way too. I was as positive about this Giant team as I've been in a long time. I think since 2017, honestly. And now it's over. And the Jets are supposed to have this new coach, new regime, winning attitude, winning culture. And they found ways to lose two games that they had every opportunity to win them. Embarrassing. And that's pales in comparison to what the Mets have done over the last 3 months. They were securely in a playoff spot every day of the season since April 5th. April 5th. They had the best record in baseball. They're on the outside looking in. They've got their nose pressed up against the glass looking at the Cincinnati Reds. How is that possible? We'll check back in with you tomorrow at 2 a.m. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your day. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.